When you walk into the Pancake Cottage, the first person you'll likely meet is Muriel.
I am Muriel Wilhite. I'm the owner of the Pancake Cottage for 33 years here in Avalon. I waitress, I hostess, I do everything imaginable, and I talk a lot.
The first thing I noticed about Muriel is her fabulous sense of style. Today, she's in a pink and black silk blouse to match her pink and black bracelet, pink dangling earrings, big pink sunglasses, and giant rings on each hand, pink ones.
My husband bought me that ring. He had it made because I didn't have a ring to match this ring.
Clearly, Muriel is good at paying attention to the details of her outfits. The same goes for her business.
You gonna order it?
One minute she's checking on orders, the next minute she's seating customers.
I'll put you over here.
Another thing Muriel is good at is keeping secrets. Here she is greeting a large party celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday.
You're 45, over there.
45, you tell your age?
Yes, of course. It's a number.
I never tell mine.
Oh, you have to be 21.
Oh, at least.
Muriel's age is said to be the best kept secret on Catalina Island. I tried to ask her why. Keyword, tried.
So why don't you like talking about your age?
Because everybody thinks I'm so young, but I know they know I'm not. So I just keep it to myself.
Can you tell me what it is?
No.
Why not?
I said, the only thing you can't ask me is my age.
I know, but I want to know what about it. Does it make you uncomfortable for people to know?
Yeah.
Why?
I just don't want to. I never did, because I feel so young. I feel like I can run circles around anybody.
Muriel is the kind of gal that won't let anyone tell her what she can't do. Once she gets to the restaurant around 6:45, she does unfinished side work, like filling the salt and peppers or setting tables. This gives her a chance to talk to customers and sometimes even dance.
Oh, I love to dance. I was voted best dancer in high school and best dressed.
I spoke with your daughter, Donna, and she told me you and your husband used to dance a lot.
We danced a lot. We used to dance before we got married and after we got married. And even in the restaurant, we would dance. And then I lost my husband. It's hard. Sometimes I'm good with it, sometimes I'm not. It'll be 4 years in July. I can't believe it. It was my third husband. And they're all dead. And everybody says, well, that's because they can't keep up with you.
Catherine.
Who didn't get that? Catherine. What's up, Catherine?
Our heartfelt moment was interrupted by a sudden phone call. Muriel snaps back to business as usual.
Hi. Are you here on the island?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm up here being interviewed.
Muriel's life has been full of sudden interruptions, from the passing of her loved ones to a recent health condition, where her spinal bones broke and slipped onto her nerves.
It got so bad, I didn't know what I was doing. My cook said to me, Muriel, I go, what? He said, you have 3 orders in the window, I've been here. I said, take them back. I'm going home. I'm going off the floor because I don't know what I'm doing. And the pain is severe.
Because of her injury, Muriel was forced to take time off. As soon as she recovered, she went right back to work. Even though she won't tell me her age, it's catching up with her. Loved ones pass and her body isn't working like it used to. But that doesn't faze her or slow her down.
Do you think there's a secret to, you know, living an active life that maybe you've learned from all these years?
Yeah, I think if you keep on moving this body, it'll keep on working.
Do you think you'll ever retire?
I don't know. I'm not tired.
Are they taking care of you?
And with that, Muriel Wilhite gets back to work, wearing a big bright smile and bright pink outfit to match.
Nice talking to you. Every day's a good day when I wake up.
Me too.
On Catalina Island, I'm Paula Mardo for KISL.